Given that this week it was Australia Day, or Invasion Day, or Survival Day, depending on your take, I thought I'd take some time out today to look at someone who didn't receive any official honours on Tuesday, but has nonetheless devoted his life to activism and resistance, a man named Robbie Thorpe. Now, Robbie is based out of Victoria, although he's done a lot of national projects, and he's currently the subject of a grassroots, crowd-funded documentary. Today I'm speaking with independent filmmaker, writer and director Anthony Kelly about his project About Robbie. And I started by asking the very simple question, why make a doco about Robbie Thorpe?
Well, I've known Robbie for probably 25 years now, and I've always been impressed by him. He was, I guess he's been one of my educators in terms of Indigenous politics. And I first met him when he turned up at various activist meetings in Melbourne, urging people to pay the rent, urging non-Indigenous people to pay the rent for their use of Aboriginal land. And his rhetoric was instantly compelling. It's very strident and forthright and clear that Indigenous people in Australia never ceded sovereignty, that Australia is like a crime scene, that there was an act of genocide. And so basically I've known about him, I've watched him over the decades and been quite inspired by various actions that he's undertaken.
Can you give us a bit of an idea and a bit of a history about some of those things that he's done over the years and how he advocates for Indigenous people?
Sure. So I'm actually, the more people I interview and the more people I talk to Robbie Thorpe, I'm finding out more and more things that he's been involved in. He's from the Kartungalung people, the Gunai people, he's part of his family. I've known him over the years through some of his sort of nationally focused actions. I mentioned the Pay the Rent, which again is it's very much one of those sort of strategically brilliant ideas that aiming, getting non-Indigenous people to pay a tiny amount of, a very small proportion of their income to a local Indigenous organisation that enables them to become economically independent. And so since that, those early times where I first met him, one of the actions that I was involved in 1991 was putting the statue of Melbourne's founding father, John Batman, on trial. So, we marched, several hundred of us marched up to Collins Street to where the statue is, and it's quite large and foreboding, as you see, one of the founding fathers of a major capital in Australia. And basically his crimes were read out, and John Batman was part of the Black Line military operation in Tasmania, which wiped out the vast majority of Indigenous people in Tasmania before he came to Melbourne with the Port Phillip Association and supposedly founded Melbourne. But he was essentially a murderer. We put him on trial for crimes against humanity and genocide. Basically, his crimes were read out and listed and hung around the statue's neck. And it was quite a brilliantly conceived, theatrical, deeply symbolic action.
Could you maybe give us a bit of an idea about what the scope of the documentary is as you see it?
Well, at one level, it's a biop. So, biography of Robbie. I'm interested to find out, his past, his history, and as you can imagine, like an Australian Stories type thing about who is this person, who is this Indigenous activist. And but this, the key questions for me is, how has he maintained his commitment and anger? How has, what's the source of his resilience over so many decades of being quite a highly controversial and strident voice for Indigenous people in Australia? So I've got some key questions that I want to explore, and I'm also interested in where he sits in Black Power politics since the 70s. He was a very young fellow, he was 14 or 15 in the 73 Tent Embassy in Canberra. And but he hasn't stopped since then. And so I'm one of, there's been a few luminaries like Gary Foley and Bruce McGuinness and others. And, in Brisbane there's been Sam Watson and many other people around Australia. Strong firebrand activists. And Robbie's certainly one of them. So I'm keen to find out where he fits.
Now, I know Robbie can be outspoken about a range of issues. Can you think of a time where he may have gone too far?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because it depends on who you speak to. And he talks a lot about his anger. He says, you'd be pretty stupid if you weren't angry about what's happened. to Indigenous people. You know, he feels like he's got a real strong right to be angry. And expressing that anger publicly and, you know, to people is just is something that often he doesn't hold back on. And so how do we as non-Indigenous people take that anger? It's so Robbie's anger has really fueled and fired up generations of Indigenous activists, for sure. And he's also fired up and put on notice, you know, the non-Indigenous activists in Australia. He's been very inspiring and, you know, keeping us focused on the original question.
Coming back to the actual doco, how are you going to distribute this documentary once it's made?
I'm aiming for festivals and screenings and so forth, but I'm hoping that we'll have something that people will screen locally, wherever they are. Whether it's televised or not, I'm not sure. We're going to be going for some sort of, you know, maybe an ITV screening, but that's all up in the air at this stage and depends on the final product. And, you know, then eventually we distribute online. I guess the impact of these sort of documentaries is about how people are engaged with the issues that Robbie talks about. So hopefully it'll give a chance to personalise some of the issues that he talks about. The Black GST is a term that was sort of coined around 2005, and Robbie's been using it very succinctly, but it's about genocide, sovereignty and treaty, three core issues that need to be addressed by Australia.
Just finally, Anthony, if people want to support you and Robbie's story, how can they donate?
Well, there's a chuffed crowdfunder campaign, and the URL is chuffed.org/project/ Robbie Thorpe.
That was independent filmmaker, writer-director Anthony Kelly speaking to us about his documentary about Robbie Thorpe, a truly inspiring activist. You're listening to 4ZZZ FM.